We chose the dragonfly as the Moors Valley logo because of its special significance to the park. The Moors River, which feeds and runs alongside Moors Lake, is a SSSI, a site of special scientific interest. This special designation was given to the river in 1990 and helps to protect this superb habitat for dragonflies and other wildlife. Moors Valley is one of the best places to see dragonflies and damselflies in Britain, with 27 species regularly recorded here. That's more than half of the British species and an impressive 80% of those which can be found in Dorset. This is because we have such a wonderful variety of water bodies, from small and large ponds to rivers and of course Moors Lake, each providing something to suit many different species. Although dragonflies are usually larger than damselflies, the easiest way to tell the difference between them is to look at their wings. Dragonflies cannot fold their wings, so even when they are resting, they are held out at right angles to the body. Damselflies fold their wings along their body when they rest on vegetation. From this spot, you should be able to see Moors Lake's dragonfly sculpture. The sculpture shows the life cycle of a dragonfly, from eggs laid in the water and their aquatic nymph stage to the flying adults. The eggs may be randomly dropped into the water or carefully attached or inserted into the floating or submerged plants for more protection. The nymphs live in the water and as they grow in size have to shed their skin between 8 and 16 times. This can take up to 5 years. Then, when the larvae are ready, they leave the water by climbing up the water plants. They pump up their body so their larval skin splits open and the young dragonfly pushes itself out of the hole. This emergence can take as much as 2 hours until the wings are fully unfolded and hardened, and during this time they are very vulnerable to predators. The adult dragonflies spend only a few summer months on the wing to complete their life cycle, mate and lay eggs. Our largest dragonfly is the emperor dragonfly, which has a large blue and green body and a wingspan of up to 10 centimetres. The most common species you might see around Moors Lake during the summer months are the emperor dragonfly, brown hawker and the common blue and red-eyed damselflies. If you would like to know more about dragonflies and damselflies, you can buy an identification sheet in the gift shop in the visitor centre, which will help you identify the ones you see during your walk. Dragonflies and damselflies are predatory and feed by catching other insects. Of the dragonflies, there are 4 main types, which can be identified by their behaviour in flight and catching their prey. Hawkers, like the emperor dragonfly, are large and fast flying. They whiz around, usually above head height, and rarely settle. Chasers, like the four-spotted chaser, perch on vegetation and then chase after prey. They are usually seen about 2 feet above the surface of the water. Darters, like the black darter, are smaller and more delicate. They sometimes settle on the ground but are more often seen perching on leaves or the tops of plants. Skimmers, like the keeled skimmer, are often seen flying low over the water, just skimming the surface. If you do see a dragonfly perched, you may want to approach it very slowly as they have excellent eyesight. Each of their compound eyes is made up of as many as 30,000 facets, so they have 360-degree vision. Now continue along the path until you reach the next stopping point.